Blog Talk Radio.
Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good morning to everyone. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. And again, always got to thank my supporters as my platform continues to build. It inspires me when I know have different styles of infallible individuals on the show that has been successful in their businesses or just been living out their dreams. So, and it also inspires me when I have touched someone who has took my advice or just took my ideal dream business advice and moved forward with their lives. So remember, this is what I tell everybody. If you want to be successful, you got to surround yourself around positive energy so you can focus on your plans and your provisions. Remember, this is what the show is all about. Inspiring, motivating, networking with others in the best possible situation. All right, y'all, remember, I'm still looking for MP3 submissions from my independent artists. So if you want to be featured on the show, you want to be heard, you want your content to be heard. Last week I had a hot R&B group named B-Field right here out of Houston, Texas. They dropped some music on me. They visited with me, and I interviewed them. And y'all better watch for them because they are definitely going to be hot when it's coming out. All right, y'all, last week on the show I had Ernest Thomas from What's Happening and Everybody Hates Chris. Today on the show, going to have comedian and actor Brian Hooks. He's definitely going to be rolling up in here with me today. Want to say good morning to my XRQK Los Angeles, AV News Talk, and Airtime America Radio. Want to say good morning out there to you. Also want to just say briefly, want to say hello to my Houston Power women's football team. Had an awesome weekend with them at the golf tournament. They showed up and they showed out. So definitely y'all check out their website at www.HoustonPowerWomenFootballTeam so you can stay current. First game coming up in April, so y'all got to support us. You got to be out there with us. We need the support, so make sure y'all stick around for us. Okay, I'm going to switch gears a little bit. Have my ear to the street with my Real Housewives to Atlanta and, of course, my Basketball Wives from L.A. Good morning, MJ. Are you there?
I'm here.
What's up, girl?
Hey, what's going on? Nothing much.
Girl, well, let's put it on the table. Let's talk about our Real Housewives of Atlanta. They were all civilized and good this time.
Yeah. You know, that was very, that's going to be short-lived. Let's just say that.
I know. It was good.
I just feel like Peter approached the whole situation with Porsche. I think they were down there to bond, and I think that was just the wrong time to bring up Cordell.
Oh, of course, definitely. I don't know why he did that.
Yeah, that was just messy, you know. That's really bad.
I think because he had a meeting with him prior to coming to Mexico, so maybe that stirred the pot a little bit.
In that case, just call her up or talk about it on the plane. Or, you know, just don't wait until you get in front of a big crowd of people and say, oh, by the way, I went to see Cordell. And it's just
bad
timing. He
was messy, though, with that. He really
yeah,
was.
That was being a little bit messy. So I'm glad Greg and I'm glad Candy came to our rescue about that, you know.
Yeah,
we don't
I know I'm waiting
on
to see what was gonna happen when Greg and Peter get into it. So I guess that's gonna be next week. They made us wait.
That's gonna be it.
They gonna make us wait. So I don't know. Well, let's move on from them because what else going on with them? What about our Basketball Wives of L.A.? I just
the
one
hood
bird
chicks
I have
of
to
L.A.
Say.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, these
Jackie.
Bunch here, I can't get with them. The girl almost got Malaysia out of her element. That girl British. That ain't Malaysia. You know what I'm saying? Malaysia's laid back, cool, the peacemaker. But old girl just came up to her talking about, oh, why are you, you know, give me this dry high and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Malaysia don't know you. You know what I'm saying? You better look
like
she spoke to you.
Exactly. I'm like,
you try to be where she's at. I mean, just to bring it up at that time, it's just bad timing for a lot of stuff. You don't bring that up at a event like that. You bring, you know, do that later on over coffee or whatnot.
But, you know, that's what gets me. When they all cut up, they cut up at somebody's event. That's what pisses me off. They can't ever go to another person's event and be good.
Every time. And then
the whole
daughter and Drea thing, well, she let it go. The girl already said they didn't really date or whatnot, but she's making a big issue because she wants to bring it in Drea's face and say, hey, my daughter was dating him. You ain't in love with him like you think you. It's sickening.
I know. That's what I was wondering. What was the deal that she just, I mean, why was she really bringing it up so much? What was the problem?
And now you want to confront him? You want to do a thing with Orlando? Seriously? It's over.
Yeah.
Let it go, please.
Well,
I'm
can say one thing. Drea shut it down, and she, even though she had some doubt, she shut it down, told him she didn't believe it. She really didn't care. Whatever it was in his past. I was like, go, girl. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you don't do it in front of Malaysia and that girl, Sunday. Like, why do you need an audience? If Drea is your girl, do it one-on-one. It's just messy to me. It felt like a game fight or something, you know, like 3-on-1. I don't like stuff like that. Tell me one-on-one, woman to
woman.
That's
drama. You know, that's reality.
Yeah, I guess so, and I guess that's what keeps us watching it.
I know. That's really because they show, and you know, hey, Black Ink Cruise is definitely rolling back around this month, and I can't wait. I cannot
wait. Yeah, Married to Medicine, too. So that's coming back on, along with Surprise and something else.
And, of course, you know, we got our season finale of The Have and The Have-Nots tonight, so I definitely got to stay tuned for that.
Interesting.
Oh, and welcome home, Lil Bootsy. Lil Bootsy got out. He got out. He's being tugged from here to yonder.
Yeah.
Gary, very happy. I don't know. Well, all right, MJ. Thank you for rolling with me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. All right, y'all. That was my MJ. Got to roll with her to talk about our Real Housewives of Atlanta and our Basketball Wives of LA. We love our girls, but, you know, we just got them. So our little input, you know how it is. All right, going to give you your blast from the past. It's a past that you guys have been asking for, so I'm going to play that. Going to give you your commercial break, and when I come back, going to have, again, actor, comedian Brian Hooks. Y'all don't remember him. He is from Three Strikes. He played on a couple of more other movies. I can't think of the top of my head that's what I had to say, but just hold tight, don't move. You're hanging with your girl Cindy at Open Talk 2. Enjoy your blast from the past.
All right. All right. Blast from the past. From the past.
Excuse me, madam. You're standing still in a no parking zone. If you don't get a move on this body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket.
Moving dirty. get on the bus, pay your ass and tell the driver that you're going to a double.
Focus on that and dug into that. So I would say my style is just being natural and true and
or who was your favorite comedian, or who is your favorite comedian?
You know, I liked a lot of people. Coming up, you know, I was a big Damon Wayans fan.
Yeah,
I've always been a big fan of all the Living Color games.
Okay.
Gary, all those folks. And I would say now, the comedians that I look up to most is Gabrielle Iglesias.
Okay.
Fluffy. I don't know if you've seen him on familiar
with
him, but
no, I'm not.
Ridiculously hilarious.
Okay.
And I love his style. I love his delivery. I love everything about what he does. You know what I mean? Again, you know, Gabrielle, you know, Hispanic comedian, but crosses over to, you know, whatever. Any ethnicities that, you know, are out there, you know, he performs from it and they love him. And he's at the top of my list now.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of his.
Well, as growing up, did you listen to Richard Pryor, or did you, like, check out?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. Richard
Pryor, Eddie Murphy. I forgot about Eddie Murphy. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's funny, back then, you know what I mean? I don't know how or where I was getting those tapes or those videos. Just to see that moms and pops was listening. But, yeah, we always had access to that, and Eddie Murphy, and Richard Pryor, and Bill Cosby, and all those cats, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were hilarious and such an inspiration. And at that time, you know, Hollywood and show business and comedy was, I don't even know that I knew that it was something from Little Bitty Bakersfield that I could achieve or even reach, but it was just something that I admired and loved. It was just like wildfire.
All right. Well, do you enjoy acting more or stand-up? Or a little bit.
I love them both. And the thing is, a lot of people think I've been doing stand-up since the start of time, but I haven't.
Okay.
I've just started off doing comedic stuff, and, you know, because of my timing and how successful I was, people just sort of assumed that I was a stand-up comic, because most funny like that comes from the stage.
Okay.
But I wasn't, and it's just recently, the last couple of years, that I've started to dive into stand-up. One, because I just been so busy with, you know, filmmaking and my independent thing.
Okay.
And I say that to say, I love it. And folks have been trying to get me on stage forever, you know, some of my peers. And now that I've started to, you know, doing the writing and working out the material and just out there on stage and getting that reaction.
Okay.
It's nothing more difficult, in my opinion, than stand up. You're up there by yourself. Figuring out if it works, if you're funny, here on the spot, it's not no tape, let's do it over, none of that. And I just really love the challenge, you know, and so I would say now, I'm really feeling stand-up as much, if not more, than the acting, you know what I mean? And maybe it's because I've been doing the independent thing so long, and I've done so much film and so much television, and I've been very blessed.
Right.
But I really love the challenge of stand-up right now, I'm loving it.
Are you working on anything current? You gonna be in any films or anything current that we can see you?
We have a show called According to Him and Her.
Okay.
It's gonna be on Centric TV.
All right.
It's a sneak preview. They're showing March 15th, within a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Then the show starts season one. We already shot, and that starts March 21st, 9 p.m. on Centric TV.
All righty,
Yeah, so that show is sort of like a urban version of Guy Code, which MTV does, but this builds in more into relationships and all those questions and things that you can't say and can't ask. We ask them, say them, and you get opinions from a lot of different comedians, you know, from down south, back east, Puerto Rican, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, Cali Boy, and all these different, you know, mindset chime in on this specific topic, you know, in a comedic way.
Mm-hmm.
And the show turns out amazing, and Centric is very excited about it. So that's happening in a couple of weeks. And then I just finished up a movie called What Are the Chances, which is like, you know, action comedy in the Friday tone with E-40.
All right.
We just wrapped that in the bank. Came out very funny.
And
I just had my DVD, Laughing to the Bank, which was released theatrical last year, at the end of last year, just dropped on DVD this past Tuesday.
Okay.
So that's in, you know, iTunes, Amazon, Walmart, and it's doing well, so I'm excited about that.
I'm definitely going to go get that, check that out.
Laughing to the Bank.
right. Well, let me ask you, when you were making other movies back in the day, like, how was it working with some of your co-stars, such as, like, Kevin Hart, some more, and, of course, Faith Dunn Love? What was it like working with them, especially that Kevin Hart?
Yeah, it was dope because, you know, it's always great to work, and it's just always, you're just sort of in that, you know, month, that 2 months, you always sort of become a family, and you create friendships if you weren't already friends. And Samoa is someone now who I'm going to be going on the road with Samoa doing stand-up.
All right.
And, you know, when she's out here, the Improv in Ontario, I went out and opened for her. So it's those relationships that last forever. But Samoa is hilarious.
I know.
You know, and then with Kevin, you know, Kevin is just crazy. Best energy ever. Like, it doesn't matter what time, when, where, how. Kevin's energy is up, he's fun, he has a great heart, and he works extremely hard.
Okay.
So what you're seeing now, like Kevin, to me, like, is at the top, you know what I mean, period. I don't feel like there's anybody above him.
Mm-hmm.
But he got there from, like, hard work.
Okay.
It wasn't the standard to where, you know, it was this easy path and everybody put him on, but the guy worked hard,
mm-hmm.
and he is where he is now, and it's great to see that. It's great to see how it works for our payout in this industry. But Kevin's hilarious. and love. It's a lot of fun on Soul Play. And then we worked together again on Fool's Gold when we were out in Australia together for, you know, 6-7 months. So.
Well, let me ask you, for all these newcomers that's trying to get their big break into acting and comedy, what words of wisdom would you share, you know, being successful in your career? What words of wisdom would you share to let them know, you know, how they need to get their big break in the industry? Because I know it's changed tremendously since you started, so.
Yeah, it has. And when I started, I was sort of, you know, I got into the independent thing to create my own project. And now it's a very independent industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's more accepted than ever for you to go out and create your own project to succeed. There's more outlets than ever, platforms to showcase your independent project.
Okay.
So I used to tell everybody years ago, and I tell them the same thing now, which is you have to create your own project, your own platform, your own work.
Mm-hmm.
And with the technology now and the software, it's more affordable than ever.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Very cost-friendly. So you have to find the group because there's people who love to do film or to direct, people who love to write, people who love to produce, people who love to do camera work, people who love to do wardrobe. Find a group. Put them together.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys go and knock out a project. And you're not going to be able to make Avatar, you know what I mean? Jurassic Park.
Right.
Okay. You make something small, contained, and smart. And once you finish that, you go back and you make another one. So while you're banging on doors and running around in Hollywood, you also simultaneously doing your own thing and creating your own way, your own path, your own venue.
True.
And that's very important. And that's what I've done.
Okay.
And that's why I am where I am, and I've been able to change. And it's created a great foundation of being learned how to make a film without the help of anyone.
Okay.
You've got to create your own project.
You do. And you know what I noticed? A lot of with these independent artists, musicians that's coming up, they do a lot of social networking with the YouTube. So YouTube is a very good outlet to get your materials out there. So
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
And that's what I tell you. It's a very independent time right now. So, again, everything, like software is affordable, camera is affordable. It's just the best time for you to dive into it and then create your own thing and make it happen.
Okay. Well, Mr. Brian Hooks, again, thank you for taking the time to call this show today. I am very appreciative of you calling and giving out your insightful information to the listener.
Yeah, and thank you for having me.
Oh.
I appreciate you having me.
All right. You guys, again, this is Brian Hooks, a very funny actor / comedian. Y'all definitely check him out. He has a new DVD. That's at Amazon, Walmart. So, again, check him out. Let's support him on that. Thank you again, Brian.
Thank you.
Are you ready for some football? Real women playing real football? Well, check out the Houston Power Women Football Team at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. You want to capture the diva in you? You want to show off that perfect image? Well, call Nicholas at Picture It Photography at 281-716-0239. Again, that's Picture It Photography. Let him capture the diva in you. You want your lips to look glossy and look shiny? Well, Gimme Sugar is a new lip gloss collection that will be launching in the spring with seasonal colors, fabulous shades that will complement your skin tone. So check out Gimme Sugar's website at www.gimmesugar.com. Having the right insurance can be very important, but finding coverage that works for you isn't always easy. And who has the time to sort through all those options? Inspire Insurance Solutions can help. We offer a broad portfolio of health, life, retirement, and long-term care insurance products. They're all designed to meet the needs of individuals like you, and they all come from highly rated companies. The broad selection allows Inspire agents to help you find the insurance plan that fits your lifestyle and your budget. So get solutions you need and the service you deserve. Call now to speak with a licensed agent at 281-408-0239. That's 281-408-0239. It's time for insurance centered around you. Call 281-408-0239 today. Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc. is an authorized agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Insurance products availability may vary by state. You want to brand your business? You want to take it to the next level? We're advertised here with us at Open Talk 2. Let us help you take your business where it needs to be. So email us at opentalk2@yahoo.com for more information.
Welcome back, welcome back. You're hanging with your girl, Cindy, with Open Talk 2. Hope you enjoyed the interview with, again, actor-comedian Brian Hooks. Hope you enjoyed that so well. I'll be back March 18th, 10 a.m., same time, same place, right here at Blog Talk Radio. Next week on the show, we'll be having a preacher from L.A. You definitely got to stay tuned. I'm not going to tell you which one it is, so make you call in and listen so you'll know which preacher that's going to be on the show. So, guys, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Open Talk 2. Like my Facebook page at Open Talk 2. Again, if you have any ideas, a story you want to share, if you just want to be on the show, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Again, I'm looking for independent artists to submit your MP3 submissions on the show so I can feature your content on our nowhiphop.com. Again, make sure you check out the Houston Power Women's Football website. Stay in touch with them. Make sure you come out and support us. Y'all have a blessed week, blessed day. See y'all next Tuesday.